We come to a magnificent God this morning, one who sets the dawn in the sky, one who sets the sunset in the sky. But let's, as we go back into worship later on, let's look past the sunsets and the dawns to the God who created it. So let's worship the Creator rather than the created. I have a very important announcement to make this morning. You can all take your seats. I'd like to invite Edward up with me. Edward and I are two of the nominators from the parish. There are two other nominators as well. And since, I suppose, the announcement was made in April this year that Neil McIndoo was retiring and the position became vacant in June, we have been on a quest. We were asked to do a task for the four nominators to appoint a new minister for the parish. And this morning, after quite a long process, that has happened. Started off in April, May, the retirement was in June, the position was advertised in August, and then the Archbishop called the four of us together last Monday for the first of what was possibly going to be a three-month session of meetings. And the four of us went into that meeting with one aim and with one heart, and that was to appoint a new rector, a new minister that day. And instead of taking 3 months, it took 30 minutes. And we came out of that meeting with our new rector appointed. And I think even the Archbishop was amazed. The other diocesan nominators were amazed that one, we had such a vision and such a purpose, and the other, that the four of us were so united about it. I think they just stood back in awe. They said this normally takes a number of meetings. There's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, hassle, aggro, but they were just so encouraged and blessed on God's hand on that whole 30 minutes of a meeting, and we came out with our new rector appointed. So without further ado, I would like to present to you Reverend Rob Jones as our new minister. Now, Rob is only half, he's only half the story. The other half is his dear wife, Dillis. Come on up, Dillis. And there's still more. There's Ethan. Come on up, Ethan. And Alana. Come on up. Okay. This is the team. This is the A team. I think I was at the 10:30 service this morning. The applause weren't quite as good as that was, but the heart was there. The 10:30 service, and especially Edward in his sermon, paid tribute to Rob and set a path for the future, which I was really encouraged by. Edward's words are really from the Lord this morning. But this is just such an exciting time for us. I love Rob and Dillis's heart and their passion and their vision for us as a community. Fresh Expressions is just an inspired name for this community, both for the 10:30 and the 12 o'clock service, because God's grace, his mercy, his love for us is new every morning. It's a fresh expression to us every morning. And as communities together, we can be a fresh expression of God's heart. First of all, to us gathered here, and secondly, to the wider Rathmines and Dublin. And God's love really is just poured out from us into this community. And Rob just has such a vision, as we heard earlier on this morning, for the people in Rathmines. And he has such a heart for us here as well. So I am so blessed to have him as our rector, pastor, leader, guide, shepherd, friend. The words just go on and on. But I am just so encouraged and pleased this morning. And I just want to quickly pray for them. I'd like a few people just to come up and lay hands on them. I'm just going to give a quick prayer because we're going to spend some time maybe next Sunday praying in more detail for them. But if some people just want to come up and bless this couple and this family. Some of the younger people as well. Excellent. Okay. Lord, this morning was in your plan all along. It might have taken months for this to happen, but this morning has been ordained by you, Lord. Your hand is upon us, and this parish could not be in safer hands than your hands, Lord, and Rob and Dillis's hands as well. And we look forward to an exciting future, as Edward said this morning in the earlier service, we're not looking back, we're not standing still, we're moving forward. And that is our desire, Lord, that you would move forward with us. And with Rob and Dillis at the helm, Lord, we just look forward to such an exciting future for this parish. Pray for wisdom for them, Lord. I pray for courage for them. I pray for strength, both physical and spiritual, Lord, as they lead us. And as a family, that they would be a united unit in love with you, Lord Jesus, just expressing their heart through this community for you, Lord. We bless you for them, Lord Jesus, in your name. Amen.
Father, we thank you for the promises that we have in you. We thank you, God, that you remain faithful. And in the struggles of life, in the joys of life, you are the God who's always there. And Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you the honor. And we thank you, God, that you are building your church. And Lord, when so many, and maybe even rightly so, are challenging the church, we want to be a community that is part of a much greater community, loving those around us, irrespective of where they are, and welcoming them home, Father, to really experience your love, to really know who you are. And that transcends our understanding. That goes beyond our limited ability as humans to really know what that means, Father, because it's a love, and nothing compares to you in that love, Father. So God, as we baptize Lyndon and Linda and Yao, I pray, Father, you'll really experience our heart to you and what you're doing in this place. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So guys, you want to take a seat? There's a strong possibility I'm just going to totally lose it up the front here. And I guess that's okay, because I'm just so thankful to what God has done. I'm so thankful for what he is doing, and I'm so thankful for what he will do. And we had picked the theme of this service ages ago around it being a community service, the baptisms, and a service where the theme would be being thankful to God. And I just don't know what to say. There's so much that needs to be said. There's so much that needs to be celebrated. But when I think of the one thing I'm most thankful for, apart from my family and friends, is you. In the early stages of Holy Trinity, there was just so many conversations with people who had a heart to do something different, to be a community that deeply loved each other and loved the world. And it would be a community where we would really understand that. And I can remember particularly one conversation I had, and I had so many 7 years ago, but it was with Greg Fromholtz. Poor old Yao is covering. It's okay, that's fine. I'm thankful for crying children as well. It's okay. She's getting baptized today. It's not that bad. I remember one conversation I had with Greg in New York in 2010. And I shared with him what God had put on our hearts to do, and which was starting something new in an existing parish. And everyone I talked to had said, that's not going to work. Just plant outside of a parish, do something different. And I never forget what Greg said. He said, don't be an idiot, this will never work. And then he stopped, and I was outside a bookshop just off Fifth Avenue or Broadway, I can't remember, and he just said to me, Rob, it's not only that you should do this, you have to do this. And I remember that one of these conversations that shifts. That was the moment, because I was in training in New York for doing this. And I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful for people like Greg. I'm thankful that this is a community with so much more ahead so many things that await us now, both in the 12 o'clock and in the 10:30 congregation together. So I don't want to say much more than that now. I just want to introduce, as part of our thankfulness theme today, I want to introduce Yao and Linda and Lyndon. And before I do, we're in this Back to Basics series, which, again, unbeknownst to ourselves, we had just had a sense God put on our hearts to simply have a season in the church where we went back to the simple things of what it means to follow Jesus. All of these things are very close to my own heart, and I believe should be very close to what it means to be a Christ follower today. We started off 5 weeks ago looking at the intimacy with God, and that it's so easy in religious Ireland, and because of our background, how we've been hurt, how we've been mistreated, how the church has let us down, how people have let us down, our work, our colleagues, our family. It's so easy to just drift into legalism. And church just becomes a list of rules. You have to come to church, or you have to do this, and you have to do that. It's so easy to lose the central understanding of intimacy with God. Is the very foundation that He loves you right where you are now. And He's welcoming you home into relationship with Him through Jesus. Secondly, we talked about the importance of sharing stories. And unfortunately, Yao was sick when we did that. She had a cold. But Anne, Mara, and the Alpha team shared stories from Vincent, from the Alpha course. It's so important to share these stories, especially when faith leaks. Life happens. And the early church tells us to share stories of being thankful. And then the week after, Greg and Sherry did a fantastic interview on worship and living a life of worship. And then last week, we looked at the idea and the centrality of the table, communion. It's okay, we're getting there. And then this week, being thankful. And there's just a few scriptures I want to share with you which have been so close to my heart. Bedrock scriptures around what it means to be thankful, especially when you can't see promises come to fruition, when you are under the cosh of life, when you're struggling. It's so hard to be thankful. But these scriptures from Colossians, from 1 Chronicles, yep, stick on that one, 1 Chronicles 16:34. David, in the midst of just not knowing the future, he said, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever." Or Colossians 3:15, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful." And whatever you do, whether in the words or deeds, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. And so one of the basics of what it means to be a Christ follower is exercising thankfulness. That's great when things are going well, but when it's not, it's something we need each other in. We need each other to help us to be thankful, share stories, and remind ourselves of God's graciousness and support each other. And that's exactly what we've been doing with Yao and her family over the last, couple of years now, as she came into church. And I never forget when she came in here for one of the first times. She had come into mainly music. She's going to give her testimony now. But she came into mainly music, and then she came to the church. And Dillis came to me after the service and said, "There's a lady here who would like to talk to you." And I went over and talked to her, and I said, "Hi, I'm Rob Jones." And Yao just came straight out and said, "Where is Jesus? I would like to meet Him now." And I was like, "Well, He's here, but He's not really here." But you keep saying He's here. So myself and Dillis decided to go to their house, and we got a Chinese and English Bible, and we start in the very beginning, and with the family went through the story of God and what He had done in their lives. So I'd like to invite forward with that. I'd like to invite forward Yao, Linda, and Lyndon, and Yengpeng, if you'd like to come forward. And we're going to go through the baptism liturgy and being thankful to God for all He's done. So can you give them a round of applause? So as always, we manage children, and we're going to do the best we can. So this is Yao, and Yao had just asked me that she would like to get baptized, and she would like to read out her testimony to you, and she's written it herself. So I'll hold the microphone and nice and loud. You can do it? Okay.
Hello, everyone. I think here have some friends is know me, but a lot of people don't know me. My name is Yao Yao. I was born and grew up in China. In China, believe God is not popular. I think a lot of people know this. So I never heard about God's story from junior infant all the way to the college. I come to Ireland in 2008. I start to know people who believe the God. What is really shocking for me is my friend and her husband. They're also coming to China. They are start to follow God and got baptized when they are 30 years old. This made me thinking why people want to believe the God. So I did a lot of work about this. Going to different church, talking to different people to get their experience and views. Gradually, I realized that people come to this world not only need to live this life. I think it's more importantly, one need to find the right way to go back to the heaven. 4 years ago, I came to Holy Trinity first time. I was not on purpose. I was just passing by. But music from the within the church attracted me. I felt happy and comfortable. When the music started, I felt I was awaiting this moment to come. I want to join in, so I talked with people about my feeling. They encouraged me to pursue what I felt is right. Fortunately, graduated by the Lord, I found Dallas and Rob. They very helped me. They helped me reading Bible together. Their passion and faith to God and their knowledge of Bible. It's helped me establish the foundation of my Bible to God. When I learned more about Bible, I think the word from my head to my heart. I felt I'm close to the Lord. If you had similar experience, you will be understand what I my feeling. Sorry. So finally, I want to say six thanks. Thanks to Rob and Dallas, they give me hope. And thanks Anne to Mike here. they are do very good job of amazing the Alpha class. It's here. Thank you. And thanks my I really enjoy it and learn a lot of. Thanks to my classmates. I think it's there. They are in the Alpha group. Therefore, me a very help. And thanks to all membership of the church. They give me power. And thanks my husband. He gave me support. And lastly, most sincerely, thanks my Lord. You know my everything and give me new life. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Okay, that's great.
Thank you.
So, before we bounce ourselves out of the church here, we're going to go through the vows, and so Yao is going to get baptized, and Linda is going to get baptized, and Lyndon is going to get baptized. So, as always, there are vows, first of all, which Yao will go through, and then there's the imagery of light and oil, symbolizing God's love and his spirit, and then believe it or not, we're all going to leave the church to go across to the rectory where we have a paddling pool set up, and we're going to be doing a full immersion baptism. So, that's exciting, I thought. So, yeah, you have the vows in front of you. If you want to hold the mic up, I'll hold this for you, okay? So God calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light. To follow Christ means dying to sin and rising to new life with him. Therefore, I ask, do you reject the devil and all rebellion against God?
I reject them.
Do you renounce the deceit?
Sorry.
That's okay. Do you renounce the deceit and corruption of evil?
I renounce them.
Do you repent of the sins that separate us from God and neighbor?
I repent of them.
Do you turn to Christ as Savior?
I turn to Jesus Christ.
Do you submit to Christ as Lord?
I remember to Jesus Christ.
Do you come to Christ the way, the truth, and the life?
I come to Jesus Christ.
Do you believe and accept the Christian faith into which you are to be baptized?
Yes, I do.
So we have this symbolism of the signing of the cross. And so this is for all the guys. Linda, Yao, and Lyndon, Christ claims you for his own. So receive the sign of the cross. Do not be ashamed to confess the faith of Christ crucified. And we say, fight valiantly as a disciple of Christ against sin, the world, and the devil, and remain faithful to Christ to the end of your life. Now, look at this. Sign of the cross, just really how much God loves you and how much we love you too. Special boy. Okay, Linda. Yeah. May Almighty God deliver you from the powers of darkness. May he restore you in the image of his glory and lead you to full faith and obedience in Christ. Amen. And then the light. Anyone got matches? Oh, there we go. So is there a liturgy on the light, Susie? Yeah. So, God has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and has given us a place with the saints in light. You have received the light of Christ. Now walk in this light all the days of your life. Shine as a light in the world to the glory of God. There you are. So we're going to go across and baptize these three great people. So what we need you to do is all get up, go out the front of the church, and directly across the way is the rectory. Now, we have some of the young adults who are going to direct us, so please follow them. Watch the road when you're crossing over, and I'll get changed, and we'll see you over there.